Blog Talk Radio.
And so no matter what comes up against me, amen, if God is for me, who or what can be against me? You know, a lot of times we worry about people, but it's God for you. God is more than the people that come against you. You have to realize that as Joseph, God gave Joseph favor, he will give you favor also. And we need to start realizing we got favor, and the things we've been trying to do, the things we've been trying to accomplish, go on, step out on faith on God and believe that you got God's favor on your life, because that's part of the benefit for serving God. Step out on faith a little bit, amen. Praise God. Amen. Jesus took 39 stripes on his back so that we can be healed. He said, now, if you serve me and you serve me right, I'll heal you, amen. If you walk upright for me, I'll heal you, amen. The Bible said he won't withhold Isaiah 55. He won't hold any good thing from those that walk upright. You doing things that you know ain't right, that'll condemn you, amen. But can't nobody else condemn you, because God has cleared you of all wrongdoing. That's what it means. Nobody can charge you with any wrong done. Only you and God. It's between you and God. And so if you don't let no devil, no person, not anyone get between you and God, there's nothing can stop you from making it into the kingdom of God. Amen.
Help me overcome my pain.
It's all because of you. I'm grateful for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many is thankful? How many of you are thankful? How many are thankful? Amen. We got to be thankful. Amen. That you woke up this morning. You have to say thank you. Amen. When you laid down last night. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you that I'm still here, Lord. You know, I could have been dead. I could have been in my grave, but I have to say thank you, amen. Praise God. I don't know what type of troubles that you're facing right now, but amen, your troubles still may not be as bad as somebody else, amen. You got to say thank you, amen. Learn how to say thank you. Learn how to be grateful that what God did for you, amen. You know, he didn't do the same thing for me. He did for you. Amen. There's some things that he did for you that he didn't do for me. And so I can't say thankful for you, but if you can say thankful for yourself, amen. Come on, you don't want the trees going out, holding up their branches, waving their hand. Come on, wave your hand, amen. All of you online or wherever you are, wave your hands to the Lord and say thank you. Hallelujah. Praise God. We come to praise him today, amen. And we come to lift him up, amen. I've learned how to lift God up on, amen. If nobody else don't do it, I can do it all by myself, amen. You know, when you're walking this journey, you have to learn how to walk alone sometimes. Amen. Everybody ain't going to be with you all the time, amen. Everybody ain't going to be on your side sometimes. And sometimes it's a journey that we walk by ourselves, amen. And this is why you always walk out. I'm going to walk by what? I'm going to walk by faith, amen, and not by what I see, amen. Hallelujah. Live your life by faith, amen. The just shall what? The just shall live by their faith, amen. You see, you live by your faith. Yeah, the faith that you have in Jesus is what Jesus did for you. You live by that faith, amen. In other words, you live by that word that he spoke to you. You live by that word that you read, amen. Huh? Yeah, that's what you live by. You don't live by my opinions, amen. You don't live by, I don't even live by my own opinions, amen. Because my opinions are messed up. You know how they say. There is that way that seem what? But in the end, it leads to what? Now, if I live by my opinion, my own opinion, that way is going to lead to destruction. Huh? But if I live by faith, that's the word that leads to life. And we all want to live. I mean, do you want to live? Amen. Hallelujah. So that's the hope that you got, amen. That what? We're going to have eternal life. Thank God for eternal life. See, I got to believe it's abiding in me right now. All of you, if you haven't been born again, amen, you need to get born again. And if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you need to get the Holy Spirit, amen. Don't be no fair, you see now. Amen. Fair, you see, they didn't believe in that Holy Ghost that Jesus was going to give. Amen. They believe in angels and stuff, but they didn't believe in the Holy Spirit. Amen. And don't be no sad, you see, that don't believe that you need it. Amen. Anybody don't feel they don't need the Holy Ghost, they are sad, you see. Y'all know what I'm saying? So we got a lot of places in the land, they don't believe in being baptized in the Holy Ghost and all that. They are sad, you see. Amen. And even though they say they serve God and worship God, but if they don't believe in the Holy Spirit, they are sad, you see. Amen. They see pretty good, but the way they see is sad. Amen. Their eyes their eyes don't see very, very well. Amen. Somebody give us a prayer this morning. Come on, brother. Pray for us this morning, brother. We're going to put you on the spot. Amen. Amen.
Don't mind. All
right. Go ahead. Pray for us. Pray for this opening.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. I thank you for visiting my faith. I thank you for sending him into my life, Father, at the time where I needed him. I needed you the most. I thank you for allowing him to have patience through my immaturity, and I thank you for allowing him to grow me in my spiritual faith with you. I thank you for everybody and they listen to the sound of my voice right now. I put the blood over their life. I put the blood over their purpose.
Thank
I pray
you,
that you remove everything out of their life to keep them from serving you fully. I pray that you're giving them to a deeper relationship with you, Father. I pray that you create a void inside of them that they can't be filled with nothing but your word.
Thank you.
And I pray this for myself as well, Father. I can't keep my promises no more than I keep my New Year's resolutions, but I can't repeat back the promises you said to me.
That's
you said
right.
If I seek after you, you're going to draw nigh to me. You said if I ask you what's the bread, you ain't going to give me no stone. Well, Father, I ask you right now in the name of Jesus, I came thousands of miles to come out here and I to turn back the same way I
thank
came.
You, Jesus.
You know, in the name of Jesus, I expect you to do something for me.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name, I pray, amen.
Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a hand. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to move of the Spirit today. We want to move of God to open up our understanding. Amen. And enlighten us. Amen. That's what we need. We need enlightenment. And that's all we need. We need to just change our minds. Amen. Just need a mind change. That's all we need. It's a mind. Change your thought. You know, even when we talk about the word repentance, I mean, change your mind. Change what you were thinking. Change what you think about yourself. Change what you think about other people. Change what you think about God. You need a mind change. Amen. God is not your enemy anymore. Amen. Come on. He's your God. He's your Father. And Jesus said we can say what? Our Father. Hey, Daddy. Come on, Daddy. Amen. Come on, sir. You know how you used to be about your daddy? That's my daddy. And then your brother, y'all get to fight. That's my daddy, too. That's my daddy, too. And you get to
line muted.
Well, who dad it is? It's both of your dad, amen. But he's our dad, our Father, amen. In heaven, amen. Hey, so this morning, we want to give everybody an opportunity. We want to know who got a testimony today, amen. Who got a testimony today? And God did something for you, did something good for you, did something good to you, or he did something for somebody else. Who got a testimony this morning? Want to give God some praise. Want to give God some praise? I just want to thank God for our brother coming down from California, amen, to visit us, amen. So thank God for him to being here, amen, that he thought enough to come down and see us. And I am really honored, brother. I am really honored. And you know, what if my wife would talk, you know, she might tell you how honored I am, you know what I mean? Praise God, amen, to see you. So I won't let her say nothing because she'll tell on me. Amen. Because, you know, sometimes we have to realize that other people can see you in a different light than you see yourself. You know, other people can see you in a different light than you see yourself sometimes. And so when other people see you in a different light, you know, you feel honored. Amen. And then God said that there's always someone else there to give you some honor, amen? You don't need to lift yourself up. Always allow somebody else to do it, amen? Don't exalt yourself. Let God exalt you, amen? And when God exalts you, God will put you in a place where nobody else can bring you down, amen? When we exalt ourselves, it's easy to fall. Let God put you up, amen? Let God bless you. Don't bless yourself, amen. Let God do it. And when God do it, he'll put you in a place of honor and respect, amen. And so always walk about. How are we gonna walk? We're gonna walk how? We're gonna walk by faith and not by sight. Anyone online, you got a testimony this morning. Brother Bryant, got anything to say today? Am I on? Hey,
Amen. Amen. Thank God. All the details. Amen. Anyone else?
I just want to praise God for another day.
Thank
you, and that for seeing getting out to me did. And thank God for my family. Nobody called them on them since I had passed away. And I thank God for that. I don't want them to die in their sin.
Thank you, Jesus.
I just thank you, Lord Jesus, for you being in my life over 30-something years ago. And, you know, and I haven't regret one day of it. And I just want to thank you, Lord, for the man of God, the pastor, my husband, and,
We're still working on it, amen.
Well, beyond the obvious, you know, I thank God for saving my life. You know what I'm saying? Bishop, you heard my testimony. You know a little bit of what I've been through already. And I thank you for getting that prayer. You and Sister Denise, I thank both of y'all, man, because every time I get on that prayer, like, you always cut me, man. You know, you always cut me in the right time where I, right when I need it, you cut me hard at you. So much so that I actually paid to come out here. I got to go see this man. Because you've been ministering to me ever since I left the man of God in August, man. And that was like my first experience of any kind of church hurt. And y'all did not coddle me in my foolishness. You know what I'm saying? When I went back to smoking and fornicating, y'all didn't coddle me. Y'all didn't say, oh, God knows you. You said, no, but you know what you ain't supposed to be doing. You got on me the way I needed it to be done. And I don't know if y'all noticed this, but I got a very lively spirit, you know, and very intense, a lot of passion, you know what I'm saying? So I understand that how God allowed me to go through everything I went through in my life just so I could get to this point where I am now. I know I'm not the man I ought to be, but I thank God I ain't the man I was.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
And Father in heaven, I thank you so much.
Thank
you. Don't understand how much I am appreciative. Just like how me and Bishop were talking just before, I don't want to serve you because I fear of going to hell. I want to serve you for what you've already done. You've already revealed yourself to me. You've already shown me your power. You've already shown me. My name was supposed to be on the business, but you made me at peace with my enemy.
Ah, hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
For real, like, seriously, Lord. Like, thank you.
Thank you.
Everything happened for a reason. I was supposed to leave that man alone. I got custody of my son now.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Jesus, I pray, amen.
Hallelujah. We're going to give God a hand, praise. We're going to call him minister, even, amen. Hallelujah. You already see it. We already see it all on him already, amen. The passion that he has for the Lord. And so we just want to thank God for him. Amen. You know, and so sometimes, you know, you look at your work, but you can see your work is being rewarded. You know, no matter what everybody else think about it, there's a reward in the work, amen. And so I just thank God that the work is being rewarded, that your work is not in vain. And you know how other people look down on you sometimes, but your work is being rewarded, amen. And whatever they say about you, whatever they call you, the work is being rewarded, amen. Praise God. Come on, y'all give the Lord a hand praise. Your work is being rewarded. Don't worry about it. Your work is being rewarded. Amen. And don't let other people look down on you and tell you who you are not. Come on, said, I am who I am by the grace of God. I am who I am by the grace of God. And so I thank God that I am who I am by the grace of God. You know, you didn't make me, and you can't say, if you don't say what God says about me, then what you say about me is wrong. Amen. Amen. So we learn how to say that I am who God made me. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I am who God made me. And whatever God made me, I am. Huh? And because of who God made me, I can do all that God said I can do. I can have all that God says I can have. I can accomplish all that God said I can accomplish. Amen. So you got to know that you are an achiever is because God made you an achiever. Amen. It is God that picked you up from where you were to where you are. You didn't do it yourself. Hallelujah. Is that all right? Amen. Huh? It was God that saved you. Amen. And I always wondered and said, why would God save me and then cause me to be lost? Yeah. Wouldn't that be a waste?
That's your mind.
Hey, brother, that's your mind. Amen. And so if you think about it that way, you really see how much God loves us. Is that right? How many of y'all know how much God loves you? Amen.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
You know, how everybody get around and think that God don't love them anymore. And the reason people don't come to God is because they don't believe that God loves them. Huh?
How can he have?
Even he was on the tree. Hit the nails, hit the stripes, bruised for our iniquity, chastised for our peace. He went through all the things and went for to show us that he loves us. And so how can we ever doubt that God is going to do what he said he's going to do? And so thank God that he loves me. Come on, say, God loves me.
He loved me for 83 years and 6 months.
And his brother said God then kept him for 83 years and 6 months. God loves him, amen?
Amen.
And kept him for 83 years, amen? A good old age, amen? And still pushing, amen? And so thank God, amen? Is there another testimony, brother, before we get off here today? Well, praise God. If there's no other testimony, amen? I'm not going to call them. God said it. We call things that be not as though they are. So we got all these good little children coming in this morning. Amen. They blessed. Amen. Hey, Sebastian, he's a blessed little man. Amen. And I'm not going to call him. I couldn't call him Bobbyhead anymore. So I guess you got to give him a new name now. Amen. That's Zion. Hallelujah. Because it used to be, you know, his head used to shake all the time. I call him Bobby Head. Amen. He couldn't keep his neck still. That's why I gave him a name Bobby Head. But now, amen, he's not Bobby Head. So thank God for these beautiful children. They're going to be children of God. I'm proclaiming and speaking it over. And I'm going to call things that is not as though it is. Amen.
y'all start calling them what you want them to be. Amen. So that's what God did for us. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Let's get into some word today. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's get some word today. Amen. I got to figure out how I'm going to do it. Amen. But I'm going to do it. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. 2 Corinthians, amen, chapter 10. I just want to get into this today with something that I thought that needs to be brought up to the people of God. Amen. So we can, you know, while we're looking at this present condition, you need to know what's going on. And God don't want to have his people ignorant of what's happening. Amen. You know, somebody said, what's happening? Well, I want to tell you about what's going on. Amen. Hallelujah. So when you see it, you'll know what's going on. Verse 11, Sister Paige, today, this is what we're bringing today. Hallelujah.
Okay.
2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10. I just want to start there today because there are some things going on and we got to get ready for it, amen? Come on. I mean, we are saints of God, and because we are saints of God, we need to know what's happening so we can get ready for it, amen? Huh? We need to be in preparation for the things that's getting ready to take place in our nation, take place in the earth, amen? Hallelujah. And so when we get around, I thank God, amen, for the children. Thank God for the people of God. But like a brother was saying, you know, we're getting ready to go through some things right now, amen? And you need to get prepared for it, amen? Right. And don't think that the rapture might not let you escape some of this stuff, amen? Huh? How many know what I'm talking about? Yeah, there's some stuff you just ain't going to escape. There's going to be some stuff you escape, but there's going to be some stuff that you're going to have to go through, amen? Huh? And I know we've been talking and we've been saying different things, but there's just going to be some things that we're going to have to go through, amen? Amen?
Amen.
But are you ready to go through it? And see, what has been happening here with us? What does that word say, Sister Paige?
2
Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10. Listen to the word.
For whom ye forgive anything, I forgive also.
Uh-huh.
For I forgave anything,
mm-hmm.
whom I forgave it, for your sake, forgave I in the presence of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Presence of Christ. Least they then shall eat, oh my God, least they then shall get in advance of us, so we are not ignorant of his devices.
Amen. Right there, amen. I just want to talk about today. Amen. We don't want to get Satan to take advantage of. Huh?
Amen.
Hallelujah. We don't want to be ignorant to the devices of the enemy. Amen.
Amen.
And we got to recognize that the devices of the enemy is to get you off. It's to take you away. Amen. And then we got to realize that the troubles and things that we go through, we got to realize that's just the devil trying to get you off track, amen? Huh? The devil wants you to start looking at the troubles and not looking at him. Well, praise God, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. The devil want to get you off track. But we don't want to be ignorant to the cunning craft and the faith. And so what I did today, I wanted to, you know, a lot of times we say we don't read off the book, but I just want to read some things. Back in 1963, or this thing was written in 1958, that we'd be able to see some of the things that's going on right now. Now, I want you to know that a lot of things that we're facing, I want to let you know it was Satan. It's in the plan of Satan.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Satan is planning to take you down. And one of the plans of Satan was he wanted to remove God out of the whole earth. The devil wants to move God out of the whole earth. And that means that the devil wants to move God out of everything.
Amen.
Huh? He wants to move God out of everything. Amen. Now listen to the plans of the devil. Amen.
I call this, they call it the 45, they call it the 45 communistic, communistic things that the Satan want to do. 45 of them. I'm just going to read a few of them today because I don't want us to be ignorant of what's going on, amen. Huh? You see, the devil wants you to get out of love with God, amen. And then he likes to do things to make it, make you think that it is God that's doing it, but it's him behind it. One of the first things that, now look what he said he wanted to do. They wanted to capture one or both of the political parties in the United States. Do we see that going on today? Do you see the division in the political parties? Do you see that Democrats against the Republican now, amen? Do you see that it's black people against white people? Come on, y'all, amen. Do you see what's going on? In other words, the Satan realized that if he can get us divided from one another, you know that divided we're going to fall, but together we stand, amen. And so what has happened, he's bringing confusion between the two parties. He bringing confusion between the people, and as long as he can keep us divided from one another, then he can continue his ethic that he's doing in the earth. Amen?
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
You see, it was only Jesus was the one that was that is able to bring us all together. Amen. You see, if we have become one, if we came one mind, one accord, and one spirit, then it is Jesus that can bring us back together. See, only Jesus can cause us to love one another. Amen. Because, you see, the devil always, what? He brings division, amen. He brings hate. He brings discontent. And then here we all got hate and discontent, amen, among one another. And even in the White House, and if our nation be divided, it's going to fall. But together we stand, divided we fall, amen. And so as long as they can keep us bickering with one another, then we will never come together and to be able to accomplish anything. Amen. As long as we don't get to the Word of God and believe what the Word said about us and accept what the Word said about us and somebody else telling you something different than what the Word has said about you, then we always going to be divided from one another because why? We want to accept what God says. Amen.
Amen.
So he wanted to keep us divided. He wanted to get control of the schools and the teachers. Do y'all see that going on? Huh? Do you see that going on? They took control of the schools and the teachers, amen. And they got the teachers teaching things that they ought not. Hallelujah. So what are they doing? They got the teachers teaching your little kids, teaching your little girl that it's all right to be a boy. And they teach the little boys that they ought to be girls, amen. I'm talking about, come on. I want you to know that's the devil going on. And it's the teachers that's doing it. And we sit back and we say that we're thanks to God. We sit back, oh, you know, the Lord's going to take care of it. He said, well, why have you ever been down there to the school board, amen? Hallelujah. Why you ever been down there on the school board telling the school board what God said? God said he made a man and a woman, amen. He didn't make Adam and Eve, amen. And when he say made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve, amen. In other words, he made a man and a woman and put them together. There's no such thing as transgender, amen. A man can't be a woman, amen. And a woman can't be a man, amen. And we can't go along with this because this was in the plan. Genderism, amen. Whether there's no gender, you can't tell your daughter, you can't tell your son that he's a man. You can't tell your daughter that he's a woman, amen. And then they can put you in jail for trying to correct him. Y'all with me today?
Yeah.
I'm trying to say this is in the plan. It's called the 45 communistic goals, amen. And then we wonder what's going on. And then the saints of God is sitting back. Well, I'm going to pray. I'm trying to say, I believe it's time for us to put some legs on our prayer, amen. It's time for us to get up and go down to the school board, amen. It's time for us to get up
and go out there and tell our government, and why should we put in office and not just vote for him for this reason or that reason? If he doesn't have a godly reason, we need to stop voting for him. I'm talking about the church now. I believe this is enough for us supposed to be Christians that we can change things. I think that is enough for us. We can make things the better if we can just come together for a certain, a common cause. If we can come together for the cause of Jesus, if we can't connect for anything else, we ought to be able to connect for Jesus.
Amen.
So we will fight among one another and let the devil have his way. Are y'all with me today? Amen.
Yes,
I know I'm different today. Amen. Praise God. They got the teachers. Even got little teachers having sex with 9, 10-year-old boys. And it ain't no better. The preachers ain't no different. Amen. The preachers are having sex with that babies in his churches, and they molesting young girls and young boys. It ain't too much different. Amen. Y'all with me today?
Yes, sir.
Come on, I'm talking about this. This is the conning craft. This is how Satan has crafted it. And so when you see it going on, we ought to know what's happening. We ought not to be ignorant to that. We're saints, amen. Amen. We're the righteous branch, amen.
Amen.
We've been made, I believe, 2 Corinthians 5 and 5, it says that we're made righteous by the blood of Jesus. Huh? In other words, I didn't earn my righteousness, amen. We didn't earn it. It was something that God gave us righteousness, amen. Come on, he imputed righteousness to me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you know that Jesus imputed righteousness to you, you're righteous. And because you're righteous, you're supposed to stand up for righteousness. We stand for righteousness, amen. That means when we see that stuff going on, we come against it. Romans 1 and 21, Sister Paige. Romans chapter 1. Are y'all with me today?
That's
right. Huh? You see, the church got to get up. We got to get up, amen. We got to get involved. Somebody said, well, the church ain't supposed to be involved in politics. Yeah, we do. We're supposed to be leading the political. Back in the old days, it was the Pharisees that led the political agenda. And they led it according to the law, amen. They was involved in a decision that went on in the earth. I'm trying to say, we got to stop believing that stuff of the separation of church and state, amen. Amen. The state don't belong in the church. But the church definitely belongs in the state. Come on, somebody. Amen?
Amen.
Come on. Romans chapter 1. I said 1 and 21. But Romans 1. Because this is part of it. Get control of the schools and teacher association softening their curriculum. Instead of softening the curriculum, they're making it worse. Romans chapter 1 and verse 1.
All is serving
of
Jesus Christ.
Oh, now let me skip a little bit. Amen. Praise God. Verse 18.
The wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness.
So what is it? The wrath of God is revealed from heaven of what?
It's all ungodliness.
Against how many ungodliness?
All ungodliness.
All ungodliness. Amen. Not just some of it, but guess what?
All ungodliness.
Okay, here.
And unrighteousness of men.
Uh-huh.
We hold
the
truth
and
unrighteousness.
Well, we hold the truth and unrighteousness. You see, we got a lot of folks doing that, brother. The truth is what God said he did, and we holding it unrighteous. We find yourself fighting against the word of God. You're fighting against the word of God because of what you see and not what you believe. If God has ever said anything about you and you start arguing with him, huh? If God told you was right and you say, oh, I know what, Lord, you know, I'm this Lord, I'm that Lord, I'm that Lord. Then God said, what did I say? What did I say? Come on, y'all know y'all fight against the word.
Amen.
If God tells you he makes you holy, I got to do this. I got to do this. Fighting against the word of God. And that is what they got the school board what? Fighting against the word of God, amen. He made a woman and he made a man, but the food is denying science to say that a man can be a woman. A man can't be a woman because he doesn't have a womb.
That part.
And here it is that they got the government afraid. They have the government afraid to say what a woman is. Got a judge sitting on the bench. So you know how she, you know what kind of judgment she's going to have. The judgment that she's going to have, she's going to be scared to say what a woman is, amen. Come on, folks. We got to be able to stand up and say, I'm a woman, amen. If you're a woman, say, I'm a woman, amen. I'm not a man, but I'm a what? I'm a woman. That's what God made me. And I'm not going to let you call me something that God didn't make me. They got the kids in school whether they can't even identify as being a girl or a boy. So what are you going to tell your child when you wake up? You others? What are you going to tell your son? You a hit? I said we got to fight against this stuff, amen. Huh? At faith of God, amen. And you're going to be persecuted for it. And so everybody think, well, the rapture is going to take me away. All right. He's going to get you. But I'm trying to let y'all know y'all going to have to go through something, amen. Every man that lives godly shall suffer what? Come on. You're going to be persecuted for saying what's right. Y'all might as well get ready for it. It's already on the way. Putting people in jail for trying to correct somebody and tell them that they're a woman because they think they want to be a man. And then they're gonna charge you with a hate crime. Why do you think they're going to charge you with the hate crime? They want to get you to bow. They want you to do what they say do, amen? Huh? Come on, we're not ignorant to that stuff, amen. Come on, are we going to stand up for it?
Yes.
Huh? We need to go around and start telling people, amen.
Yes.
You better start teaching your little boy he's a man. You better start teaching your girl that she's a woman, amen. Hallelujah. It's because the teachers are telling them something different. Are y'all listening to me? Huh? I know I don't be like this all the time. Hmm? But am I telling you the truth? Amen. Do you see it going on? I just want to know, do you see it happening? And so it's time for us to rise up and be bold in the Lord. Amen. Be bold to stand up and say, I am what God says I am.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I can do what God says I can do. You can't make me something that God didn't make me. God made me a woman. I'm a woman. What is a woman? I'm a woman because what? I have a womb, amen. I give birth to children, amen. Men can't give no birth to no child. He doesn't have a womb. He can't be. And some of you women, you ought not to want to have some of these things we got. You don't want no prostrate, do you? Y'all don't have no testicles. How you going to be a man? No testicles.
Amen.
No seeds.
Right.
Huh?
Amen.
And then you're going to allow that to be taught to your children. They have been bringing the homework like that home, man. About him to thank God for private school, amen. You got to watch them too, amen. I'm trying to say you got to get up, amen. Because what are they doing? They're holding the truth, what? Hostage, amen. Read on, Sister Faye.
One thing, because as which may be known, God is manifested in them. So God has shown it unto them.
God has already shown you who you are. But when you're born into this world, you know who you are. Nobody got to go around and try to tell you, well, you're born. He already know he's born. You see, when you become who God made you, you start acting like what God made you. Nobody had to teach me to act like a man. When I realized I am a man, I start acting like a man. You didn't have to tell me how to be a man because it's just instinct and natural. I start being that who God made me. But if I get confused about who I am, I start acting like somebody else. Y'all know what I'm trying to say?
Yes, sir.
Huh? You need to know who you are in Christ Jesus, amen. Come on, say, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And because I am righteous, amen, I'm going to live righteous. I'm going to act righteous. I'm going to do righteous because, well, I am righteous, amen. But if the devil get me confused about that, I start acting ungodly because I think I'm ungodly. So I got to know who I am. Because I can't be until I know, amen. Are y'all with me today?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, y'all don't realize I'm teaching faith to you.
Yes.
I'm just trying to show you who you are. Because it's the devil always trying to tell you who you are not. The devil is preaching to you that you're something that you're not. Huh? God wants to preach to you who you are. Not because of who you did it or not, but how Jesus did it for you. Thank God for Jesus, amen. Come on, I'm looking to Jesus, amen. He's the author and finisher of my faith, amen. Hebrews 12 and 4, he's the author and finisher of my faith, amen. I'm looking to Jesus, amen. And the reason I'm looking to Jesus is because, he is my righteousness, amen. Come on, somebody say, he's my righteousness, amen. I'm not looking at myself, amen, but I'm looking to Jesus for my righteousness, amen. Hallelujah. And he's my justifier. Come on.
Yes.
Amen. I'm not the one that justifies myself, amen, but he is my justifier. See, if you're looking to Jesus, amen, then you realize Jesus is your everything. And then, come on, I'm going to look to Jesus, amen.
I'm
going to
look to Jesus.
I can't look to myself. Because I know I'm always going to fall short.
Amen.
Come on. So let's look at number three here, see what the devil's doing. Hallelujah. They're going to gain control. This is just right here in this place. They say he's going to gain control of all the student newspapers. In other words, in these colleges, that's where the problem is, baby. If I can gain control of these colleges and students, then these students will promote my cause. They will promote the devil's cause. Who you think is promoting this gay movement going on that y'all call Black Lives Matter? No, it's gay matters. That's what they was doing, amen. You can't be ignorant to that, amen. And before you going out backing up something, you got to find out what they really talking about,
amen.
You out there marching, Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter. And then the devil sitting back there laughing and said, gay lives matter. Well, they do matter, amen. But they don't matter in that sense that they have a right, amen, to tell you who you are. Huh? Their life do matter. They should have a job, amen. They should be able to work freely, amen. But to put their agenda and their sin on you, it's a crime. Come on, amen. Hallelujah. It's a crime, amen. But for them to try to tell me, I can't call myself a man. And I can't tell my child that he's a man. I can't tell my daughter that she's a woman. And then you want to put that on my child and then want me to walk around with the flag that God put up. Can't you see what they did to the color of the flag? They desecrated, I'm going to call it desecrated God, because they put up that flag of the rainbow, saying that they're the rainbow, and God said the rainbow was a covenant that God made with man, that he's not going to do it by water no more, amen. But he's going to do it by fire this time. So we disrespect the things of God, and we walking around and we promoting that. You gotta watch who you promote these days. Huh? Well, watch what we promote these days, amen. Don't you be walking behind something. So everybody asked me about it one time. I said, I don't know what they really stand for. If they don't stand for Jesus, don't promote it. Are y'all with me today?
Amen.
I know I'm different today. I know I'm different today, amen. Infiltrate the press. That's been planned, 1958. They want in. Can you see the press infiltrated?
Yeah.
Can you see CNN? And can you see Fox News, how they warn with each other? One be lying and the other be lying in a different way. Yeah, you know, and they lie so much they don't know, you don't know who's telling the truth, amen? Come on, we got to get back to the word of God. Jesus Christ said, my word is the truth, amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. We got to get our news from God, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we know what's going on in the world. And so that we won't walk, you won't be deceived. One of these things in here was they were going to infiltrate the church. The devil's plan, amen. Can't you see the devil? I mean, you know what? When the promotion of the vaccine went on, they had the church promote it.
Yeah.
All these big churches anyway, you know.
Yeah.
They're promoting the vaccine. I'm not trying to say the vaccine was a bad thing. But what if the vaccine had been the mark of the beast? They would have had the church promoting it.
Yeah.
Come on, y'all. Are y'all listening to me today?
Yeah.
Huh? Come on. The church would have been promoted. The mark of the beast, amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Would have got the big preachers to come in and start promoting the world, the things of the world, amen. Well, why can't we promote the word of God? Hallelujah. What does Psalm 91 say, amen? Psalm 91, amen, says none of these things, are when pressures and things come, he said, well, none of these things going to come nigh my dwelling. When are we going to stand up for the word of God, amen, and say, I'm going to do what God said, dude. I'm going to believe the word of God because God said he's able to keep me.
Amen.
Let me promote the word. Not the propaganda of the world. They infiltrate the churches. And they got some churches even performing gay marriages.
Yep.
Come on, say they got them.
Yeah.
What they planned back there is come to pass, infiltrate the churches. Can y'all see it?
Yeah.
Can you see somebody with them little collars on performing a two-man marriage? And then, you know, some of them are women, too, and they got them in doing it no way, but they doing it anyway. I joined them together, husband and wife. But which one the husband? How you tell? Both of them got on the wedding dress. Huh? How you tell? Both of them got on the suit. You might kiss the bride. Hallelujah. Are y'all with me today? Is this going on?
Yeah.
I mean, you can look this up. You can Google it if you like. When I get through with it, you can Google it and see that these things are going on right now. Amen. And God wants some truth to come out. Amen. That he said, we in the church, we got to tell the truth, amen. We got to tell you these things are not good, amen. This is the beast. It's the same beast that Nebuchadnezzar raised up. It came from Babylon. That Babylonian system. Let me see. Hallelujah. Let's see what the other one is, amen. They're going to break down the cultural standard of morality by promoting pornography and obscenity in the media. Do you see it on TV? Hmm? Do you see it on TV? There used to be a time that Lucy and them slept in separate beds. You know, that wasn't being promoted now. Sex is being promoted all over the media. Can you see the devil's plan? And then what? And then we getting caught up in it. We're out trying to please the media. You know why we... But I'm talking about us now, amen. Do you know why we always posting on Instagram and Facebook?
How many likes am I going to get? And all of a sudden, I said, we now. Y'all heard what I said. I didn't separate myself out of it. Amen. I put myself in it. Amen. I'm trying to, so y'all don't think I'm talking about y'all. Which I am.
You want to see how many likes you can get, amen?
Mm-hmm.
You're promoting yourself. Huh? The media, amen. Promote. And everybody wants to be on TikTok. And so what I'm trying to do, I'm doing something sinful in order to gain so somebody can like me. Mm-hmm. I show myself naked just to see how many likes I can get. If I don't show sex, I'm going to show just about all of it. You know, put a cord over my nipples. Amen. That's what?
Oh, man.
Well, there ain't no need of knocking around the bush.
Yeah.
Now, you watch it all the time, so stop acting like you don't watch it. Stop trying to act like you don't see it. See, that's our problem. We're hypocrites. You see, the church people are hypocrites. They want to act like they don't do certain things. Well, how would you know about it if you didn't see it? I know I've been scrolling up, and I paused for a while.
I appreciate your honesty.
Oh, Lord. I know y'all don't do that. I know y'all don't do that. Amen. I know y'all don't do that. I mean, every time something like that come out, you pull your glasses off. Huh? So you can't see it. Well, where is this promotion coming from? The media. The Bible lets us know where Satan is the principalities of the air. Now, because he's the prince of the air, where is he operating at? We're supposed to know where he's operating at. The media. Why do you call it the media? Because it's in between. You see, Satan stands between the heaven and the earth. He's in between. Because see, his spirits beat out his demons, but he's working up there, you know, in the air. See, he can't go back to heaven, and he has no right to be on earth. See, the only way he can have a right to be on the earth, he has to be in the vessel. He has to be in some flesh. Huh? The only way he have a right. That's why he get in some. Because he don't have no right to be here unless he in somebody. That is why when the devil asked Jesus, said, well, cast us into the herd of swine. See, they had to leave out of the man, 6,000 of them. And so they went into the swine so they could have a right to be here because they could operate out of the pig. Huh? And so he, when Daniel prayed, where was this prayer held up at? And the media, he's in the middle. Huh? And so that's where he operates. And so when you look at the airwaves and the TV and the radio, that's the airwaves. And most of the time in the airwaves, see, he operates freely. If you put something by Christ on there, you got to pay for it.
Well, you ain't
gonna do it. Come on. Can y'all see how the devil's trying to pull us into these things? To get us hooked. And then a lot of times to get our children hooked. They don't even play with nobody. The only thing they... You got to know that's the devil to pull your child away from you. His attention, he don't even have attention. He or she don't even have attention span anymore. It's because all they got is... when they're walking down the road, they're falling down. When it's taking
tripping off the steps. You're falling down. It's because you weren't paying no attention because you got your eyes in the media. And the devil got all of your hope. I said, we're not ignorant, y'all. Amen. Huh? Come on. All of your hope. So he was supposed to, let me see what he said, gain control of key positions in radio and TV and pictures. Do y'all see it? They got control of it, amen? Hmm? Can you see what they call it, advertisement? Oh, it's so happy to be Herb Herbie. Oh, take me feel, baby. They do advertise those pills on there, don't they?
Yeah.
And then they got two men kissing at the end. They advertise pills for herpes. Oh, HIV? All right then, praise God. Amen. I'm just trying to show y'all. I'm asking you, do you see it? I'm trying to let you know we're being programmed. I'm reading it off here. It said back in 1958 when they wrote it. I tell you what, they got the man named that put it in there. Let me tell you what his name was, amen. Amen. Let me see what his name was. Hallelujah. Let's see. 45 Gold was read into the congressional record by Congressman Albert S. Herlong Jr. He was a Democrat, and y'all voted for these Democrats. And y'all putting down candies on, you better listen to them. You better listen to them. She letting you know what these Democrats doing. All the wickedness that you see being promoted was promoted by Democrats. President Obama was one, a Democrat, promoting same-sex marriage. What in the other countries promoting it? Yeah, one thing said, well, we got enough problems. They don't need to start no more, create no more. Huh? Democrats. It's the Democrats that's promoting. You get you a house and put your husband out. Come on, child. We need some food stamps. But you can't let no man come in your house. What are they doing? Separating the father from his children.
Yep.
And then we wonder why the children acting the way they're acting on the street. You wonder why we got so many gang violence, because they don't know who they are. They never had a daddy to tell them who they are. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And then when the Bible even talks about let the old women teach the young women, amen. Teach the young women how to love their husband and keep them home, and then they're trying to preach to somebody. And they wonder why their house messed up. It's because they ain't doing what they're supposed to do. And the only thing the boy know how to do is do what the woman do. And he see it at home, and then he got to go to church and see the same thing. Ain't no standard, amen. Are y'all with me here, amen?
Amen.
Huh? He don't know how to be a man. So why is he at that game thing? He's gang banging because he's trying to find out who he is. He's trying to make him a reputation of being somebody. I'm gonna be the leader. I'm gonna go out there and kill me somebody. They got to respect me, huh? And the one who do the most killing, he be the leader. The one who robs the most banks, be the leader. And he ain't learned how to be a leader because he had his mama trying to teach him how to be a man. And she was portraying herself as a man, and then he started thinking like her, and then you wonder why he's playing with dogs, because he never had no man to go out to play with. All he know how to do is put on dresses. All he know how to do is put on lipstick. All he know how to do is put on weeds. All he know how to do is act like a woman. He never had no daddy in his house. That's why he acts the way he acts.
That's why we got to learn. All women need to be teaching. Young women, keep yourself. Be virgin until you get married. Huh? Stop for more. Huh? Don't do that no more. Hey, amen. They don't listen. And that's why we create habits. And then you blame the kids out in the street for what's going on. You part of the problem. And I'm part of the problem. I ain't gonna leave myself out. I got a couple of myself, amen. And I created problems in their life for them. Both of them had a hard time because of me.
Yeah.
Are you with me? I just tell it, amen. Ain't no need to trying to hold it back, amen. I'm trying to tell you the conning craft of the Satan, amen. Huh? It gets you think love is sex.
Yeah.
And sex was just sex to me. That's what when I was young, that's all it was. Sex. You love somebody? Nope. What is love? I don't know. My daddy didn't tell me what love was. He told me love was sex. So let me go out here and get as much of it as I can. Get as much love as I can. That's what my daddy told me it was. He was a rolling stone. And wherever he laid his hat was his home. At least he didn't leave alone when he died. Thank God. Amen. I didn't have to pay nothing now. Amen. He had enough money to cover it. Thank God. Thank God for that. Amen. Am I right about it, though? Amen.
Yeah.
Huh? Am I right about it?
Amen.
Huh? The women went out there and sold themselves. Gave away themselves, the most precious thing they had. And I was a lion. You know, when the Bible talks about the wicked lurking as a lion, waiting out to kill something. And that's what we men know. We need to start teaching our sons, stop going out waiting to kill. And see how many notches you can get on your gun. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And then we feel like that's what a man is. Oh, I got a baby. If you don't take care of him, you're still not a man. Huh?
Amen.
You start teaching these men, take care of your children.
Right.
Huh?
Amen.
At least you can take care of them if you don't go by there and see them regularly. That's the devil. The devil divides the family, and we allowed it. Marriage. So many Christians get married. Some of they suffer. How y'all to stop lying? All these Christians getting all these divorces here, amen? So you better realize now you made a vow. You made a vow. And then what did that Garrett say? I made a vow to the Lord and I can't take it back. I hope. You know what? He was so set on his vow he had to kill his daughter. Because he told God, said, well, God, if you give me this battle, when I come back, the first thing coming out of the door, I'm going to sacrifice it. Amen. I'm going to sacrifice it. First thing coming out of the door. And when he got back home, he said, Daddy, you better tell me you were like, Daddy, he's old, baby. What have you done to me? Well, I just come back to reward you for your victory. But I told God. And he gave us some time, but he had to kill me. That's how serious God was about a vow, but we don't take marriage serious no more. You don't know what you said. So, just go get married to be married. I know we use that scripture all the time. Better the marriage than the burn. You better think about what you say before you do it. Because God won't hold you guiltless. He won't hold you guiltless. We need to start learning stuff like that because it is Satan that divides us, amen. Sometimes, you know, the thing we haven't learned how to do in God, we haven't learned how to put up with stuff. We don't like to put up with nothing. Ain't that right, baby? That's my wife, amen. Amen. I love my wife. Amen. I had to learn how to put up with it. Amen.
You know the day in the day.
If I put her out, she tell me to get out. Yeah, I said, get out. I'm tired. I ain't going nowhere. You get out. I ain't leaving my house. Well, it's my house, too. Well, okay, then let us go ahead and go to the vehicle. We about to go ahead and go to sleep. Come on. Because we know it's the devil coming to work. We're not even to the devil, amen. So we're going to have some problems with each other. We got to learn how to deal with the problems with one another, amen. Come on, amen. It might not be all that you wanted to be, but you wouldn't want to open your mouth and say that's how you want it to be. I do. Are y'all with me, amen?
Yes,
I do. Well, you said it. You got what you wanted, didn't you? Well, maybe you ought not to marry that one. Daddy, who you think you are? You don't tell me who I also know.
Go right on,
man. You know how to be obedient. Learn how to listen sometimes, amen? Because if you learn how to listen, sometimes you can get some instructions sometimes. And most of the things they see, it won't be for you. Because I don't need it. And just have to tell you something that I've already done and been through. Everything I'm telling y'all, I don't hide it. I told you I've done it. That's why I say I got to put me first, because I did it. I'm trying to talk about unwedded husband, unwedded wife. I got what's called unwedded kids. I won't say unwed kids, but I got kids out of wedlock. You know what I mean? There might be some more of them out there, Dick. I'm sorry.
I appreciate your honesty, man.
Say what? She told me I need a son, final son. So we're gonna have to go on what you call that? As long as God promoted, you don't want to get on the line with me? Okay, I'm going to be on there by myself. Mm-hmm. You think you stop me? Amen. You don't want to go to church with me? I see. I'll be back after a while, baby. Help me down. Then I get back home, won't be that easy.
Amen.
Amen. Let's be real. Y'all stop playing.
I ain't gonna call your name. They told me to stop doing that. I was gonna call somebody's name out. But I'm like, I ain't gonna call her name out, amen. I ain't doing that no more. Praise God. But they know who I'm talking about. You know, when he came home, you got something to eat? You know what the kitchen is. And look, you know what? Yeah, I know you said that might not happen, but you open your mouth. You married them. Are you going to make them do it?
No.
Does God make you do anything? Y'all don't make this stuff here.
Yeah.
God didn't make you. Well, I'm going to make her do it. I'm that man ain't in control of his woman. You can't control nobody. Who you think you are? God don't control you. God would have made you to have this thing 50 years ago. But he didn't make you do nothing. He has the power to do it. What did he do? He loves you enough so you can come and do it. And you came because what? With loving arms, he said, I have drawn me. He drew you with love. He didn't draw you. He didn't go ahead and get his feet and beat you into submission. Amen. Are y'all with me? Amen.
Amen.
Did y'all come to God because y'all found out he loved you? You didn't come because he was threatening you that he was going to knock you out.
That makes you run from
it. Are y'all with me? Let's talk about faith that works by love. Love do you in here, amen? And the truth of the matter is that he loves me. Come on, I said Jesus loved me, amen. I got to finish some other things, amen. I know time done run out, amen. They're trying to tell you the truth. Huh? I want to tell you the truth. Stop beating around the bush and tell you the truth. And everybody know you get in church, you can't say things in church, you say it at home. Your home's supposed to be like the church, eh? You say it at home. And then you get, well, I'm so holy, you know. No, you're the holy one. The church is in you. See, that's been the problem. We've been making the building, the church and the home church. We try to respect the building, trying to respect your house, and then you don't respect your own body. The real church. Now, that's the true church. God don't dwell in buildings made by hand. God dwells in things that he created and made. Come on, say he created me. Come on, say God created me. He made me who I am. Are y'all with me today? Amen. Come on, we're not going to be ignorant to the cunning craft of a Satan, amen. And realize all these things going on is the craftiness of Satan. All this marriage breaks up and church breaks up and women preachers, and they spend all the time taking care of everybody else in the church, and then they spend no time at home with their children.
Right.
And God told you to take care of your children. Send your husband out there to work. He ought to be out there in the field. But that man. Men is the head. Men are the head of the house. Amen. That's what it said. I'm taking care of. I'm taking care of head. I mean, I pay the bill. If I can't, I got to have my helper. You got my helper come on. I can't do it by myself. Amen. But you're supposed to be the leader in this thing. Amen.
Amen.
Hmm?
Amen.
Come on, Sister Paige, you got to get your job. Come on, Jesus, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Are y'all with me today?
Right.
Is that where it's supposed to be or not?
Mm-hmm.
Are you supposed to be the lead?
Amen.
Huh? We're not supposed to be the wimp. The wimp, the man being the wimp. We're not supposed to be the wimp. Amen. We're supposed to be the king.
Yeah, a whole bunch of my dad that went, don't want to do nothing.
Amen. We came. Amen. We the lies. You know, even if you're the female lies, you still have to submit to the male. Yeah. If he don't, he'll bite her. Yeah. Are y'all with me? Mm-hmm. She might be the queen. And then most times she do the hunting. Because he kind of lazy. Are y'all with me? Come on. I got to quit. We're going to finish that thing on that, about all these things that you see going on. It's programmed for these men to be feminized. Programmed. Do y'all see that going on TV? All these black men have to put on dresses. Mm-hmm. The white boys don't have no problem. They ain't never had no problem. Yeah, they never had no problem. But they always gonna mock up. Make a mockery out of it. What is that? Leviticus 19 said what? Men shouldn't wear that which pertained to a woman, and a woman shouldn't wear that which pertained to a man. He got on the dress, mocking God.
That do
wrong. You what God made you. God made you a man. You're not supposed to be putting on no what? Why do you think they want to put you in that dress? Because they want to mock you. And get you to mock God. One of the brothers said he put the dress on, that he did it one time. He said, they couldn't give him $1 million just to put the dress on no more. He said, for something happened in his life, he don't know what changed when he did that. Mm-hmm. At that time, he needed some money, though. You know. But once he did it, he said, nothing's ever been right since he did that. You know what? You know what happened? He mocked God. He said that what? He put on that garment when God told him not to mock him. Huh? We got to stop mocking God, amen. The church got to stop mocking God, amen. Huh? We got to accept Jesus. Now, when we say I'm looking to Jesus, you know, that means I got judgment against me. Because you got judgment against you, and you want that judgment to be removed. It is Jesus that is able to remove the judgment from your life, amen? Come on, how many of you got judgment? How many know you fall short? And we all had some judgment against our life. We wasn't fit, we wasn't worthy, there was nothing we could do to be saved. We had a judgment. In other words, we had a death sentence on our life, amen? But Jesus came and took away our death sentence. He died for us. And so he died so I can live. And so I don't have to die now because he died for me. Somebody said, what about when you die and go to the grave? He said, well, all I'm doing, I'm going to sleep. I'm going to sleep. I don't die. I can't die. I go to sleep. And when I wake up, I'm going to wake up in glory. Hallelujah. But if I say, at the last trump of God, hallelujah, those that sleep in Jesus, hallelujah, he's going to bring with him. But wait a minute. Those who went to sleep in him, he's going to bring with him?
Mm-hmm. Already there.
If I'm not already there, how he going to bring me back with him? If when I died, I didn't go there, how are you going to bring me back? Is that what Thessalonians 5 and 7? Somebody get it. Let me quit right quick. I thought I saw something in there. 5 and 7. 4 and 17. Read that right quick. I got to see that right quick. This is the last scripture. Are y'all all right?
Yes, sir.
Get them out of here and pray today. Just go ahead and preach, Pastor. Go ahead and preach, Pastor. Preach like that all the time, Pastor. Amen. Preach like that all the time. Hallelujah. I think that's what it said. Go back up about one there. Up two.
For the Lord himself will
do. Yeah, for the Lord himself going to do what? He said, who going to do it now? The Lord himself going to do what? Uh-huh.
From heaven.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. With the voice of the archangel.
Mm-hmm.
And with the trump of God.
Mm-hmm.
And the dead in Christ shall rise first.
The dead in Christ will rise first. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Which are alive. Mm-hmm. And remain shall be caught up together with them in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord.
So now how are we going to meet them? Going to rise first, but we're going to meet them. Those who are alive are going to be caught up to meet them. No, well, that's what you call Nipkow. Y'all know what Nipkow is? Nipkow. Yeah. You know, when you work at a factory or something, they had a Nipkow place. That's the place you go for safety. So when you gather together in a group, you know, if you're on this end of the building, they have a gift card for you, a place of gathering. That you go gather in this area, then those go out that door, they gather in that area. So what do? You nip card together. You gather together. And so this is what that word, that nip card means, caught up in nip card. They're going to be gathered together with. This is going to be gathered together and become one and so shall we never be the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I've been waiting on that time. Hallelujah. You're waiting on that day. Some of us don't have to suffer, go through 10 days of suffering, amen. But you don't have to go through. Revelation talks about some of them going through for 10 days, amen. And then Jesus said there was going to be a lot of suffering, but he didn't cut those days short. There would be no life saved, amen. So he's going to have to cut it short so that some folks would be alive when he comes, amen. I hope I ain't here. And within between this 120 years I'm going to live, this 120 years I'm going to live, if I think the tribulation and all that's going to happen, I might be here. I'm going to tell God, cut it short, Lord, cut it short. Cut it short, Lord. Well, why do you want me to cut it short? Well, I don't want to go through that stuff. You let them have it. If they want to stay here, they can stay. Anybody want to be saved today? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I just praise God for all of you online today. I thank y'all for joining us today. Amen. If you want to be saved, put your name up there. We'll pray for you to be saved. If you want to be healed, we'll pray for you. The Lord is at hand. Amen. And if you like any type of donation, you can send it to calechurchinc@gmail.com. You can send it PayPal or Cash App. And one of these days, we're going to get that, what you call it, baby? Do they have another kind of help you can get? Yeah. What you call it, baby?
Veil?
One of these days, we get some veil, whatever that is. Amen. Praise God. Yeah. Amen. And then we have a veil now after a while, so if you want to send it veil, you can send it veil. So thank y'all on Facebook Live today. I thank y'all for joining in. Praise God. Amen. And I appreciate y'all. God bless y'all. We'll see y'all next time in Jesus' name. God bless you. Amen. Praise God. Anybody online, you got anything to say? You want to be saved? If you need to be baptized, it's warm now. We got a big old swimming pool we can dunk you down in. If you want to get if you want to get baptized again, we will be glad to baptize you again. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And you can go down in water. And then if you don't want to do nothing else, you can go for a swim. Okay, hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. That water nice and cold, too, boy. Big old pool. Amen. You can step down in it. So if you haven't been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, or you want to be baptized again, amen, don't be ashamed. Amen. To be baptized again, amen. I didn't have no problem with it. Amen. And so if you need to be baptized again, we'll baptize you again. Ain't no problem. Amen. And say, Lord, I'd just like to recommit my life again. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Amen. Don't hurt. Maybe this time it might stick. Is there somebody? Anybody need prayer for anything? Amen. We want you to be saved. Y'all know I told y'all the truth.
Yes.
Go ahead. Who's online? Anybody online?
Amen. They quiet online today, amen. Even Brother Brian didn't say nothing today.
Amen. I'm
there
listening.
Oh, let's say it.
I'm there listening. I'm there listening because I never don't listen for, you know, because some just, because I read the Bible every night, every day, so I'm there listening. For that's too much all I had to say, because it's a lot of stuff right now. I would like for somebody explain to me, like, tell me what the word of wisdom means. Wisdom, what that means? I got a whole bunch of questions for you people that don't know. You know, so just go ahead. I'll get my change.
Well, amen. Anybody else? Come on. If anyone got clean hands, we want to just pray for Brother Raven and thank him for being here. And thank the Lord for his presence. Amen. And his presence means something from this day forward. Amen. 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 I'm just gonna claim it in Jesus' name. That's gonna be some more people coming from California down here. Huh? I'm gonna believe that. You know, we're gonna say if the people in Texas don't wanna hear, there are people in California that do. Are you with me? And so I'm just gonna believe God for him today, amen. And I thank God. Give me your hand, brother. Amen. Lord, I speak wisdom over this young man now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I empower him now by my words, Lord, that you put in my mouth, Lord, that I speak over his life, Lord, and get things forward, Lord. Lord, his thoughts are going to change, his ways are going to change, Lord. From this day forth, Lord, may you anoint to be a word of his life. From this day forward, Lord, oh, may his thoughts be the thoughts of you. May his thoughts be of love and the things that you've done for him, O Lord. May his thoughts, O Lord, be upon you, O Lord. And I give you praise, O Lord, for doing these things. And may the Holy Spirit, may it anoint him right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, fall on him right now. Fall on him right now, Holy Spirit. He called a whole take him out. Fall on him right now. Come on, baby. Lord, y'all pray with us. Y'all pray with us. Because you love me, Lord. Because you love me, Lord. Because you love him, Lord. Because you love him, Lord. Because you love him, Lord. Oh, do it because you love him, Lord. Not because of what we do, Lord, but because you love him. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for it and praise you for it now. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you. Love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. Amen. Love you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Love you. Love you. Love you. Anyone else? If y'all give them tithes and all things, y'all make that. Whatever y'all want to see in the tithes and offering, care of church, you can put it there. Y'all give as unto the Lord, because the more you give, what? The more he'll give to you, amen. And so I just thank God for tithes and offering. I don't beg nobody. Amen. I thank God that I don't have to beg. Amen. And what you give because you love him. I'm not going to tell you you're going to hell if you don't give. I'm not going to say that to nobody, amen. Hallelujah. Change my ways. Thank you. Back there to the right, to the left. They go out there and look in the corner to the left. Amen. Well, amen. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the people. We thank you, Lord, for your understanding, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the blessing upon the congregation. And, Lord, I speak increase over their lives. I speak increase to the church. And I give you praise for it in the name of Jesus. And thank you in Jesus' name. Let everybody just say
amen.
Everybody just say
amen.
Amen. Don't forget about tonight, Minister Prevo, 7 o'clock. Don't forget about, we're on Monday through Friday, Men's Day, first Friday next month, and July the 20-something, we're going to have an all-night prayer. Is there any more announcements? Minister Ray, Monday through Friday, 1201-1069. I'm on Holy Ghost Prayer Line, 319-2020-pound. And don't forget about Wednesday night. We are on Wednesday night. And so God bless y'all. See y'all next time. Amen.
I want you to know, Lord, because I got King Jesus. I don't need nobody else. Do you hear me what I said? Long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. Come on. Church this evening. Oh, yeah. Well, I've been lying. She talked about mistreated. I've been being strong. Talked about showing up.
I got King Jesus, long as I got King Jesus, waiting.